بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد ونبي جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رجلا يستر الناس عن رأيه لا يقول شيئا إلا صدروا عنه قلت من هذا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت عليك السلام يا رسول الله مرتين قال لا تقل عليك السلام عليك السلام تحية الموتى قل السلام عليك قال قلت أنت رسول الله قال أنا رسول الله الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك وإذا أصابك عام سنة فدعوته أنبتها لك وإذا كنت بأرض قفر أو فلات فظلت راحلتك فدعوته ردها عليك قال قلت اهد إلي قال لا تسبن أحدا قال فما سببت أبعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاة ولا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا وأن تكلم أخاك وأنت منبسط إليه وجهك إن ذلك من المعروف وارفع إزارك إلى نصف الساق فإن أبيت فإلى الكعبين وإياك وإسبال الإزار فإنها من المخيلة وإن الله لا يحب المخيلة وإن امرؤ شتمك وعيرك بما يعلم فيك فلا تعير بما تعلم فيه فإنما بوال ذلك عليه رواه أبو داود والترمذي وإسناد حسن بإسناد صحيح وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. This riwayat is quite lengthy. We began the discussion yesterday. As I mentioned, there are actually quite a few various guidelines, advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith. Amongst them, one of them is pertinent to the topic or the chapter which we are discussing. We find this commonly throughout the kitab that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah at times under one particular heading brings a riwayat in which there are other issues which are discussed. And the one pertinent thing which is applicable to that, to the bab or to the chapter, will be found in that hadith. Nevertheless, we discussed the first third or the initial few lines of the hadith, just very briefly the translation. Abu Juray, Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala, who says that I saw a person who people consulted and whatever he told them, they readily accepted his advice when he gave it. So I asked the people, my curiosity was piqued, observing the accord, the interaction, the respect which people were showing this individual. So I asked them that who is this person? They said he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I thereafter proceeded to greet him. I said, alayka salam, may peace be upon you, ya Rasulullah. I did this twice. He said to me, لا تقل عليك السلام. Don't say عليك السلام. On you be peace. Why? عليك السلام تحية الموتى. That is the greeting for the deceased, for those that have passed away. This we discussed quite a bit in detail yesterday. That this reference تحية الموتى, ulama say, refers to the practice of the poets of the ignorance, the times of ignorance, when they would refer to the deceased, they would say alayka salam. However, the Islamic greeting, whether it's living or deceased, qul assalamu alayk, say assalamu alayk. Qala, he said, I thereafter proceeded to question this person. Jabir bin Sulaym is describing the incident at which he accepted Islam. He first mentions what drew him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what piqued his curiosity. He says, I asked, Anta Rasulullah, are you the Rasul of Allah? Are you the Messenger of Allah? To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, Ana Rasulullah alladhi idha asabaka durrun فَدَعَوْتَهُ كَشَفُوا عَنْكَ. I am the messenger of that Allah who when any difficulty or hardship befalls you, you make dua to him, you call out to him, you beseech and supplicate before him, He will remove that difficulty. And if you are afflicted with drought, and you have to make dua to him, or you have to beseech or ask for him, he will cause the ground to sprout with plants. And if you happen to be in a desert or in a barren land where there is no vegetation or water, and you lose your conveyance, and then you turn to this Allah and you make dua to him, you supplicate to him, you ask, you beg from him, raddaha alayk, he will return back that conveyance which you have lost to you. Now if you look at the question that Jabir bin Sulaym asks, anta rasulullah, are you rasulullah, are you the messenger of Allah? Just this much was sufficient to answer this person, ana, naam, yes, I am the Rasul of Allah. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this question or the curiosity of the Sahabi or potential person to accept Islam. He uses this platform not only to affirm that I am the messenger of Allah, but to give dawah towards the greatness of Allah, that who is Allah. And we must understand that what drew this person closer was his curiosity about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Turn the entire discussion away from himself towards Allah. And this is the cornerstone of faith. This is where Iman and Islam starts. La ilaha illallah, Allah's greatness. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, to turn the focus or the attention of the heart away from the created entities towards the Creator, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that the whole Quran is this. Throughout the Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ, verily your Rabb is Allah. And who is Allah? الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyu al-qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard qul illahumma malikal mulk tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha alladhi khalaqa fa sawwa walladhi qaddara fa hada. Throughout Quran, amman khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard أنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون. So verse upon verse we find that this is the whole Quran introducing who is Allah. From the start, Quran starts Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'bud. And this was the day and night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person innocently is asking, "Anta Rasulullah, are you the Rasul of Allah?" All Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed or had to say was, "Na'am, yes." What was the need or the necessity, not only for him but for you and I, to learn this important sabak and lesson? The shan of a da'i and the shan of a mu'min or believer, every chance, every opportunity to speak of Allah's greatness or to introduce Allah has to be taken. This is what Rasulullah. Anta Rasulullah, are you the Rasul of Allah? Ana Rasulullah, alladhi idha asabaka durrun fada'utahu kashafu anku, wa idha asabaka amu sanatin fada'utahu ambataha alillak. وإذا كنت بأرض قفر أو فلات فظلت راحلتك فدعوته. Whatever your situation, whatever your problem, whatever your difficulty, wherever you are, and look at the examples that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives this individual. Where is this taking place? It's taking place in a desert. It's taking place in a desert climate, and what is very, very close to the heart of a person who lives in a desert? What are the challenges that almost on a daily basis he faces? The challenges a person faces in the desert are pertaining to his conveyance, the animal that he rides, the challenges that he faces pertains to water, to crops, to plants, to vegetation. Because in a desert, these are things that are rare. So the examples Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives this person are what is close to his heart. That person in a desert, there's a very real chance you lose your camel. If you lose your camel, that is death to you. Why? There's no water, there's no fruit, vegetable that's easily accessible. So if you lose your camel or your horse or your conveyance, that is mort, that is death. Likewise, in a desert, constantly you are facing a situation of no rain, crops are not growing. So these are the examples that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives to this individual. That whatever the challenges, whatever the hardships, whatever the difficulties that you are going to face, who is Allah? Allah is that being. The turn to Him, call out to Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate your circumstances. Another latif point, very delicate point we see in this, that the attraction of this individual was towards the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had observed, Ra'itun nas, yasdurun nas an ra'ihi. He had observed that people were looking up at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, consulting with him, taking to heart his opinions. So his attraction was initially towards the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Delicately, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns the attention away from himself towards Allah. You find that once, one town in India, they formed a delegation. They went to Nizamuddin. This was in the time of Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayh. And they put in a request. What was the request? That in a few months' time, the ishtima that is to take place in our town, we want Azharji Maulana Yusuf Sahab to come for the ishtima. So he said, I'm prepared to come but one condition. So what is the condition? He said that when you invite towards this ishtima, don't mention that I am coming. In other words, don't let the focus of your dawah be my personality. Maulana Yusuf Sahab was somebody famous for his piety. Not only piety, for the type of bayans that he would give. So it was a crowd puller. So when the time of the ishtima came, as the Moises of Ramtullah Ali came for the ishtima, the crowd was very, very big. So he asked the zimedars, the responsible people of that area, that did you people obey the condition that I had set down? They said no. We told the people that Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Ramtullah is coming for the ishtima. This is why such a big crowd. Why did you people? You forgot what I told you all, or just intentionally you disobeyed what I said? They said, no, we didn't forget. But if we didn't use your name, the people wouldn't come. So when Maulana Yusuf Sahab Ramtullah Ali heard this, he looked down and then he started tearing and he said that you people say that if Yusuf is not there, then the people won't come. What happens after Yusuf? What happens after Yusuf? What about the Allah of Yusuf? So when towards a personality invitation is given, you're saying people will come. When you invite towards Allah, people are not coming. So, very latif, fine point, that are you the Rasul of Allah? So instead of letting the focus be on Rasul, on the Messenger, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns the entire focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, in this, we learn the importance of dua. لا يقبل الله تعالى دعاء قلب غافل لاهي. Allah will never accept the dua of that heart which is negligent of Allah. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى فَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Whatever challenge, whatever hardship, it might seem everything has turned against you. You are in a desert, there's no water, there's no plants, there's no vegetation, you've lost your your conveyance, you are facing death in the face, even there, turn to Allah. فَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. It is Allah that will remove the difficulty. It is Allah that will solve your problem. There's no rain, the crops are dying. Turn to Allah. It is Allah that will send the rains. It is Allah that will revive the dead ground. And asabaka dur, whatever your calamity, whether it's sickness, whether it's cancer,